Hello and welcome back to Two Course Meal. This is your host, Jordan Daniels. You can find me on Instagram at JJordanAndre. Or, oh yeah, Big J, because that's what all the ladies say. Some ladies, sometimes. Sometimes. Never. That never happens. Sounds good though, don't it? So this is how it works. This is episode 7. Getting close to the end of the season. I don't know how many episodes I want in the season. Anyway, the setup is first course, I give you the dish of the day. Second course, we just kind of talk about whatever. What happened throughout the day, maybe. Something that piqued my interest, or, I don't know. But let's get into it. So today's dish of the day was, naked fried chicken. I did them, like, on kebabs. I did a cilantro lime butter sticky rice to go under there. I char grilled a zucchini boat and filled that zucchini boat with, drumroll please. No drumroll? Cool, thanks. With pineapple, ginger, caviar, and some brunoise bell peppers. Also, I made some cilantro oil. And I put that on the bottom of the plate. Oh, shit. I forgot to wrap my... Oh, damn. Sorry. I was experimenting with some flavored oils. I tried to make this curry flavored oil for a project I'm working on. And I forgot it at school on the damn table. And I know they threw it away. I know it's gone. Oh, my Lanta. Son of a bitch. Anyway. So that was the dish. I was super excited about the caviar. Because I had been wanting to do that for the longest time. And I finally figured out that I could do it with the resources I had in the kitchen already without having to purchase anything new or having the instructors go to the grocery store or some shit like that. Gotta be resourceful. I mean, I was pretty worried about the chicken. That it would be too dry. But it came out alright. I marinated it for a minute. Put in some bright flavors with some, like, I don't know, some olive oil and some, I think I put chili powder in there. I know there was cayenne in there, maybe some ginger. I think a little bit of coriander, I don't know. Sound good. But, I was excited, the instructors were excited by the caviar. They came out pretty well. Catering had some pineapple that I borrowed, I guess. The devil is a lie, you hear me? You hear me coughing. I took some of their pineapple. Yep, no cough there. I took some of their pineapple and then mixed the juice. I blended the juice up with some ginger and some, a little bit of lemon juice and some water. And, I made the caviar. I used gelatin powder. It took me like four or five tries to get this right because the I would add too much gelatin, and then it would harden up too quick, and then it would just be all bad. There's a lot of improvements to the dish that could have been made. I don't know what it is. If somebody's listening, and they can tell me how, like, I stuck the skewers through the chicken, right, to put in the fryer, and they stayed on. I couldn't, like, you know, there's some chicken where you can, like, or some kebabs where you can pull the meat and stuff off. The meat was, like, stuck to the stick. I had to, you know, chew it off. Anybody can help your boy out with that. That'd be much appreciated. You know, DM me on Instagram or, yeah, just DM me on Instagram. I don't know if you can do that on this app or comment or whatever, but anyway. So that was another improvement there. I could have took my time more with the zucchini, making the boat. It was a little flimsy. I think the caviar might have been more effective if they were larger in size. And definitely with the cilantro oil, was not as green as I wanted to and not as strong as I wanted it to be. I got some help with that. So that was pretty dope. I used some of it the next day for marinade. And it was very strong. Then I brewed out some bell peppers. That was really it on that. The dish today was pretty easy. It was based off of, the chef was really cracking down on us doing our pass off, so I kind of milked the pass off a little bit there. It was for a diet restricted pass off, was the topic for it. Or a, yeah, that was it, diet restricted. And I came in that day wanting to do the caviar, so I just used it to my advantage. I'm sure I've done it several times. I don't know if they know this or not, but it's neither here nor there. Anyway, that's it for the first course, and I know you're not full because that was pretty short. Now get ready for the second course. I thought I had some ideas written down in my notebook, but there's nothing, so just gonna wing it again. I think I'm pretty decent at winging it. It's got me this far. In life, that is. Bam, there we go. Look at that. Off the top. So, just like with the dish, you know, I have a general idea of what I want out of life or I want to do. And I don't put too much pressure on myself. I just, if it sounds good, I'll go for it. If it, you know, I mean, I do think about some of the options, but I don't let the negative, you know, impacts that my choice might have affect my decision too much, because every decision you make in life, you know, you have that drawback. Not everything is all peachy keen. And I think if you want to do something, go do it. I went to the college because that's what everybody was doing. And then, you know, I was getting pressure from my mother. You need to go to college, get your degree, get a job, retire. As I got older, you know, she kept telling me to do this, this, and this in that order. And I was just like, man, this is redundant. It's not for me. I don't want to be stuck. I think that's probably my biggest fear, is to be stuck. With nowhere to go, with no way out, with no freedom to do the things I want to do. And she kept telling me to, hey, you have to put in the work, and then later on you can do what you want to do. And I'm so impatient. I wasn't having it. I can't just sit somewhere, commit to something, you know, not give it my full effort, and just get burnt out, because I'll just end up doing that forever. And then by the time I actually get to the point where I'm able to do what I want to do, I'll probably be too burnt out and too stuck where I am at that time to even do something about it. So I think that's really good about the career I've chosen and how I'm going about it. I think it's pretty great. And even now, she's still telling me, I need to put some moves down and, find something with a child plan. Even though it sounds good, it sounds reasonable, it sounds, easy enough, super easy to do. I just don't want to. I want to be able to live life on my own terms, and I don't mind struggling to get to where I want to be, because I know that in the end it's going to benefit me and mine, me and mine. So I'm going to go and do all these things and experience all these things before I can't anymore. And it's gotten me this far. I've been able to experience college. Experience that time off from college to go, back home and work and fool around and do whatever. And then I've had a career in the military. That's done. And I'm about to be 26 this year. I think I've got a lot of experience under my belt so far. 18 to 26, that's like almost 10 years. Holy shit. Damn, I'm getting old. And I know that now that I'm in this profession, I think sometimes I wish I would have started sooner. Figured out that I wanted to do this. Figured out that I enjoyed this so much a lot sooner, because I'm looking at these kids on TV, I'm reading about these kids in books and on the internet and shit, how they've accomplished so much in their career already, and they've been able to experience the adrenaline rush of working their way up from dishwasher to sous chef to executive chef and then to run their own restaurant. I'm like, man, fuck. What am I doing with my life? And I got all these like young 22-year-olds in the NBA, and freaking Patrick Mahomes is younger than me. He's like 23, I think. He just went to the Super Bowl, did he? Is that him? No, those are Rams. Anyway, NFC Championship or AFC Championship, one of them motherfuckers. He's doing a damn thing. I don't want to be hating or nothing, but goddamn. Can the brother get a little bit? Shit. But all I know all I can do now is continue on this path and enjoy it as much as I can, experience all the food that I can, and try to help as many people I can with my food. And the general idea I have for my life right now is just greatness. I want to, before the fucking world ends, I want to be able to leave my mark and help as many people as I can. I mean, I have affirmations that I do every other day or every day. And, I write them down. I have my notebook full of them. It's just, I know what I want out of life, but I want to be able to have this intimate and crazy ass journey getting there. That way, once I get there, I'll have all these failures, I'll have all these successes, and I'll have all these stories to be able to tell my young, other people that are coming up. Maybe I'll be able to inspire those that are, you know, are lost or, you know, coming up. And I'm excited. I'm fucking excited to do it. Because I know without that type of journey, I mean, you a boring motherfucker. And I do not. I mean, sometimes it's okay to be boring, like, just sitting at home, chilling, relaxing, maxing by the pool, shooting some b-ball outside of a school. There were a couple of, let me stop. Yeah, I just think that my thought process compared to those who've already come up or already set in their ways and those who want the same things as me or think they want the same things as me don't have the mentality that I have to do it. They don't have the mindset to know that, all right, you got to deal with the bullshit to be able to get to where you want to go. You have to, you're going to struggle. Not everything's going to be handed to you on a silver platter. You got to work to improve, to get better, to be the best. And you have to have that drive, that want to get these things. To become a mogul, to become, you know, to end national and then maybe even world hunger. To be a restaurateur, to have restaurants in all these different states, to create the food that you want to create and then have all these people work for you and then create these various families in each of these places. And just become a general mogul. I mean, I think that I have big ass dreams. And with these big ass dreams, I know I have big ass problems. I know I gotta deal with them. And I'm completely okay with that. I'm completely okay with knowing that I'm not the crispest apple in the bunch, you know what I'm saying? But I know that I will be, because I'm willing to put in this work, because I enjoy doing what I do every day. And in each of these, I want to say lifetimes that I've had so far, between college and time off and military and that time off, and now this, I don't regret anything. And I think that's how I've gotten this far, and how I will continue to go further and beyond that is because I don't want any regrets. So with every decision I make, I won't regret it. I don't regret anything. I don't regret making this podcast, putting this out for a bajillion people to hear. Even though I may, you know, not be the best at it, I may not sound the greatest or have the greatest content, but I know that with time, I might be the number one. And if I'm not number one, I'll be top three, top 10. I know that with time and practice and work and consistency and learning from your mistakes and all these things, can only make me better. And that goes right along with cooking. Which is why I want my... Which I expect from my instructors, and when I try to put out something, I want them to be as strict as possible, because I want to come out with the best dish. I want the best outcome for the future. So, that's why I like those, you know, mini competitions we have, or my computer died, that's why the music stopped. Anybody's not, I'm too far away. I'm on the other side of the bed. But anyway, thanks for listening. I hope I was able to fill your appetite, or quench your appetite, or, you know, I hope I gave you the itis with all this content. Thank you for listening. Please come back for the next episode, episode 8. I don't know what I'm going to do for that yet, but holla at your boy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.